A Secret Garden. This morning, for the first time in many caminos, the famed monastery of Irache, just beyond Esteia, is open when I arrive. There is one other pilgrim in the pure white Baroque chapel, Maria's friend from yesterday, in his cut-off denim shorts and red and white bandana. He's pacing around the church, checking for camera angles. Well, it seems Charlie is a photographer. He's been walking since May, all the way from Budapest, doing a photo essay for an Austrian magazine. After a little chat, he gets back to his picture-taking, while I go looking for the door to the monastery's famous cloister. When our paths cross again, a few minutes later, Charlie's eyes are shining. "I have been walking for 5 months," he says, "and this is the most beautiful church I have seen. So pure, so spiritual. It is the first place where really I can hear the silence. I must play my guitar." And under the bemused eyes of the church custodian, he proceeds to open his guitar case, take out a balsa wood traveling model. "I made it myself," he tells me as he tunes, and starts to sing, what else? The Sound of Silence. Now, Charlie's voice is good, and the guitar fills the church with brightness, so I try not to wonder if sound is really the best tribute to silence, or whether a song that compares silence to a cancer expresses exactly what Charlie intends. When he's finished, Charlie packs up his guitar and says, "Oh, I feel great now. Did you find the cloister?" "No, I couldn't find the door, Charlie." "Oh, it's right over there." He points to a massive door near the back of the church that looks as if it could only be opened by an ancient priest with a gigantic key. "Oh, just give it a push." I do. One touch, and the door is open. Beyond lies the secret garden and the silent gallery where monks once paced and prayed. The fountain is overgrown with moss, the yard unkept. A single bird is singing. I wonder how many secret gardens I have missed in life, because I didn't give a door a little push.